The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parsha's Lech Lecha, and we start to learn about Avraham Avinu and Sora. My good friend Rabbi Elimelech Meller, when he visited South Africa recently, he said over a joke which was going around Eretz Yisrael. He said a woman was being mispalo, she was davening at the Kotel Maravi, and she was crying, and some people were listening to what she was saying. She was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she was appealing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that her son should grow up to be a good Jew and a great Jew. So then she said she's not asking for that he should grow up to be like Reb Chaim Brisker, like the Chofetz Chaim. Let him be a simple Jew, a posh Jew, like Avraham Avinu. When one learns the simple pshat in the Chumash, Torah doesn't tell us too much explicitly about Avraham Avinu, and we would think he was a good Jew, a very fine Jew, a posh deed. But according to the Chazal, the Gemaras, and the Medrash, and the Rishonim, they go to great length, the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Aveda Zorah, to tell us that Avraham, for sure he was a good Jew, but not only was he a great person, but he was the Eson, the giant, the greatest giant that ever walked on this earth. And he was, and he alone, is the one responsible for bringing the world into its right path, taking them away from the derech ha-sheker v'the derech ha-ro, from the path of evil and falsehood, and bringing them to the derech ha-tov ha-emes, proper path, the derech of goodness and of truth. Even though we might find in Chazal that they say that Jacob, he is known as Ishtam Shlemoso. He was known as the perfect of the Ovis, the Bechir Sheba Ovis. Or, for example, Meshe. Lekom O Novi Ke Meshe. Moshe was the greatest of all of the Nevi'im. The Torah itself testifies that there was no person that knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that spoke to him, ponim al ponim, like one speaks to a friend, face to face. This is true, but that was only because they built on the foundations that were laid by Avraham Avinu and by Yitzchok. They stood on Avram's shoulders, and Avram stood on no one's shoulders. And on this there are literally dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of sources. Let us just mention three sources this evening. In the Pasuk in Bereishis, Perek Beis Pasuk Dalet states, Eile toldus hashomayim va'oretz vihiborom. These are the creations, the generations of heaven and earth, vihiborom, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them. And the Medrash Rabo says, hiborom is Isis Avraham, the letters of Avraham, that spells the word Avraham, Abraham. Lelamdecho shebeschus Avraham nivra oilam. To teach us that it was through the merit of Avraham that the world was created. Not for Avraham, there would not be a world. Second source, the Mishnah Masechet Ovos. In Perek Hei, Mishnim Beis and Gimel Asoradeiris Meodem Aneach. There were 10 generations from the first man until Noach. Behediah Kama Erech Apayim Lefonim. Kodesh Baruch Hu, the shows are Kodesh Baruch Hu's patience. Because she called her data so you're machisin of wine. Kodesh Baruch Hu could have destroyed the world long before the Nayach. But he was patient. He via Lehem is Me'am Abel until finally he destroyed the world 10 generations after the beginning during the time of Noah. Asor Deiris Mineach Vad Abraham. There were 10 generations from Noah to Abraham. Also Lehadia Kameyarech Apayim Lefon. To show the great patience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because immediately after Noah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have again destroyed the world. Shikala Deiris Uyamachisin Aboy. Each generation was making HaKadosh Baruch Hu more angrier than the one before. Achibo Avraham Avinu Vekibu Schar Kulam. Until Abraham came along, and he is the one who justified the existence of the world, and he received the reward of all of the generations before, because the creation that was brought about with Adam HaRishon, with the first man, was finished, and the same thing with the other generations, and the creation, the Hatzolah, that the world was saved through Noah, that also became finished. It was only through Abraham's deeds and his acts that the world remained the world. Another source. At the end of last week's parsha, Parsha's Noach, it states the last three words are Vayomus Terech Bechorom. Terech died in Chorom. Speaks of the death of Chorom, of Terech. And then the new parsha starts to speak about Abraham. And the Chazal tell us that this was we're going from one era to the other. Till now was the era of Terech and the previous generations. In Parsha's Lech Lecha, we began a new era, a new tekufa, the tekufa of Avraham Avinu. And Choron refers to a name of a place, that's where Terech died. But Choron also can mean the word Charein Af, anger. And in the Sefer Torah, according to Rashi, we do not have this in our Sefer Torah. According to Rashi, the Sefer Torah should be written with a Nun Hafucha, an upside down Nun, the last letter of Parshas Noach, to designate a division in the Sefer Torah. What division? Ad Avram Chareinaf Shel Mokum. That until here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was never happy. He was angry. Charon, Choron means Charon. Anger. Only after this parsha, with Lech Lecho, with Avraham, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu began to rejoice in the world he created. And therefore that noon divides the two eras. Abraham designated a new history for the world. So these are three sources of the many which are stated by the Chazal. We can give some thought in what areas do we see the enormous greatness of Avraham Avinu. And through this, he rose above all other people. And if we look through the Sedras, we find that in three areas, he especially excelled. One was in the mitzvah of teaching Torah, studying Torah and teaching Torah. We'll elaborate on each one in a minute. Secondly, in the mitzvah of Gemilas Chesed, of bringing goodness to people. Thirdly, you see, he was an enormously, is it still working all right? He was an enormously strong person, strong, determined, strong-willed person. He was an Ish Milchoma, with a very person of strength. Let's elaborate. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of studying and teaching Torah, and our Sedra it states, Posukei, Vayikach Avram es Sarai ishtei vesleit ben ochi veskol erchushem asher rochoshu. Avram took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his nephew, and all of their possessions, vesanefesh asher osu b'chorom, and all of the nefesh, all of the people which he had made in Choron, and they went to Eretz Canaan. What does it mean, nefesh asher osu b'chorom, the people that he made in Choron? The Targum brings, the people that he had brought close to Torah. Rashi elaborates a little more, and he says, "Shehechnisan tachas kanfi Hashchino," those people that he brought close to Hashem. Avraham megayes anoshim, v'Sora megayeres anoshim. Avraham brought the men close, and Sora the women close. And why does it say the nefesh which she made? Because someone who brings someone close to Hashem, teaches him Torah, it's as if he gave birth to them. Therefore it's called nefesh asher osu b'chor. Now, we see evidently that he must have taught someone Torah. The Torah does not elaborate on this. But he had people. He had people that he had brought close to Hashem. The Gemara in Masechta Yuma, the beginning of the third perek, and of Chof Chesom at Beis, the Gemara says, Avraham was a zokein, the yeshiv b'yeshiva. Avraham was a zokein, not that he was old, but zeshikon ha-chochma. He was a person who knew the entire Torah. He had studied it on his own. But not only that, he had a yeshiva where he used to sit and teach people. And this is what is meant by Avraham zokein bo b'yomi. And the Gemara says, that Avraham used to sit, he was a Rosh Hashiva, and teach Torah, and even Eliezer, his servant, it's also, he used to teach Torah in Avraham's Yeshiva, as it states, Vayoma Avraham el Avdi Zakan Besai, Ameshul B'chol Ashelei, Avraham said to Eliezer, Zakan Besai, the elder of his house, who ruled over everything that Avraham had. This is in Parshas Chayei Sorah, Bereishis Tesvov. What does it mean, he ruled over everything? Shemeshel Beteiris Rabbah, he even had a hand in the Torah of his master, and he would teach Torah. And he's called Damesek Eliezer. Damesek Eliezer means that he would draw the waters from his master, from the Torah of his master, and teach it to others. The Gemara comes to explain that Avraham studied Torah, and he knew Torah. But not only that, he had yeshivas, and he used to teach Torah. Now again, we don't know how much Torah he taught. We know that the Torah sees fit here to say that he took the nefesh asher osu b'chorom, all of the people that he taught. The Rambam tells us in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, he says, that there came a time when the whole world forgot that there was a creator. And the whole world was worshipping idolatry. And the Rambam says, Lohoya shum odom shohaya makiroi v'layodoi. There wasn't anyone that knew Hashem, El Yechidim Ba'elam, except a few individuals in the whole world. For example, Hanoch, Mesushalach, Noach, his children Shem, his grandchildren Eber. And this is the way the world went. It was a world that did not know of a creator, but it was totally idolatrous. They worshipped stars, they worshipped the moon, they worshipped the mazoles, the planets, they worshipped idols, and so on. And this is the way the whole world went. Until the pillar of the world was born. Avram Avinu. This was Abraham. Kivan shenigmal eisen zeh. Once this giant was weaned and he was able to start thinking, so with his enormous intelligence, he started to ponder day and night, and he would question, how is it possible for this, for the earth, the sphere to turn, and nobody's turning it? It's impossible. He had no teacher, no one to tell him anything, because he was Mushkib Ur Kasdim. He was in Ur Kasdim. Ur Kasdim is Babel, it's Iraq. And the others were in a different, far away, the few that didn't know. And he was amongst all of the idolat, the Evde Kakovim Atipshim, the foolish idolaters. And even his father and mother were idolaters. And he also would serve the idols together with them. But he would not give up until finally, Rambam writes, at the age of 40, he came to this discovery where he had worked out the entire process of creation and the Creator. And he understood Kava Tzedek Mitfunose Anachina. He understood there's one God, there's one Creator. He created everything, and he administers everything. Hu Hamanik. Then he realized that the whole world had erred. Now, once he started to realize this, Hiskel Lohoshiv Tshuva Yisrael B'nei Ur Kasdim. He started to debate with the people of his city, Larech Dini Mohem, challenge them, and to tell them that you people are serving false and empty gods, and this is not the way of truth. Shiver Atzlomim, he broke the idols, because he said, we should not have these. Only to the creator of the world is it proper to serve and to bring sacrifices in the Baal to. And therefore we must roi l'shabir kol atzures, we must break everything else that is being served so people will not be led astray. Kivin shegomar alehem b'ray Yosef. Once he succeeded in proving his case, b'kish ha-melech l'horgei, the king who was Nimrod at that time, wanted to kill him. It became political. Miracle took place. He escaped. Rashi brings us at the end of Parshas Me'ah, and he went to Chorum. There he started. There he started to go out and call out to the all of the world to teach them that there is a God in the world. And he is the one we should serve. And he would go and call out, he would go from one city to the other, and from one kingdom to another kingdom, until he got to Canaan, Eretz Yisrael. And that's what states there. People people would come to him, they would ask him, he would teach every individual kvidaita, each one in accordance to the particular intelligence of that individual. Abraham the Gemara tells us knew the entire Torah ultimately, and he would teach everyone in accordance to that particular intelligence of the person, until he would return them to the proper way. The Rambam writes, until thousands and tens of thousands of people came to him. And Behemanche Beis Avraham, these were known as the Anche Beis Avraham, the house of Avraham. Avraham was not a small town character. We see in the Chumash consistently that wherever he went, he rubbed shoulders with kings. He went to Paroi, Egypt. He went to Avimelech, Melech Gror, the king of Gror, a Plishtim. When he made a bris milah, the Chazal says that he invited all, by Yitzchok, he invited these people to come. He shamed Melech, who was Malki Tzedek, the king of Yerushalayim. He was a guest by. He wasn't a small town person. He had a following of thousands and tens of thousands. And he implanted in their hearts the Ikra Godl, the Yisod HaYisod, as the Rambam calls it, that I am the Lord your God, there is no other God. And he wrote Sforim. And then he taught this to Yitzchok his son. Yitzchok taught it to Yaakov and so forth. So we see that, and that is what is meant as a nefesh asher osu bechor shabida laraisa, the people which he had brought to Hashem. We see from Abraham we see from this that he was not merely new Torah. He was Machzik a yeshiva. He had perhaps the biggest yeshiva in the world. Thousands and tens of thousands of followers all over the world. And he wrote Sforim in those days yet. So he was a very, very great Marbitz Torah. He was a very, very great teacher of Torah. The Gemara in Seita brings in Parshas Vayera, it's Perichof Aleph, Posuglap Gimel. It states by Yita Eshel Beber Sheva that Avraham planted an Eshel in Beer Sheva by Yikro Shom B'Shem Hashem Kelelam. And there he called out to Hashem, the God of the world. So Rashi brings there, but he brings it Bekitzer, concisely, but in Mesech Teseta Daf Yud, Seif Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, what does it mean Vayita Eshel? He planted an Eshel. What is an Eshel? Omar Eshlokish Malamichos of Pardis. He made an orchard, but not by Kol Mine Megodim. Made an orchard and he planted the most delicious types of fruits. Judavim Nechemya Chadoma Pardis Chadoma Pundik. Others say, no, it was not an orchard, the Eshel, but it was rather a hotel. He built a hotel, and a great lodge. Now, why did he do this? By Yikroshob B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam, so he could call out to Hashem, the creator of the world. What does it mean? So he could call out to Hashem, the great creator of the world. Therefore, he had to build a luscious orchard. Or he had to build a hotel. So the Gemara explains, he did this in order that he could teach the world, Kel Olam, who is the creator of the world. Because Kol Eve Veshov, he built, put it in a place where there was a lot of commerce, a lot of traffic, and everybody would come by. And there they would either stay in his hotels, or he would give them to eat from his orchards. Ochlu v'shosu, when they would finish eating and drinking, they would give Avraham a brocha. Om alehem, he would say, v'chi mishaliel chaltem, v'shel elekei olam chaltem. Why are you giving me a brocha? He said, because you gave us the food, you gave us lodging. He says, it's not mine. It belongs to the God of the universe. They would ask, who's this God of the universe? What are you talking about? And he would teach them. And he would tell them, Hodu v'shipchu, u'borchu l'mishom avayayelam. Give a blessing, give a brocha and praise the one whose lodgings and fruits it is and who created the world. And this way he would teach them. And that's what it means by Yikra. The Gemara says not by Yikra, but he caused others to call out the Shem Hashem Kelalom, the creator of the world. So firstly we see that he was a great, more than a great, the par excellent Marbitz Torah, teacher of Torah, and bringing people close to Hashem. Then we said the second uniqueness or greatness that we see in Abraham was his Gemilas Chesed Labrius, the goodness that he would do, the kindness for the people. We have a whole elaborate story in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, where the three angels disguised as strangers, wayfarers, come to him. And even though he was a chele meshuken, he was a person who was sick because it was Yom Gimel Milosay, the third day of the Bris Milah. The Gemara says a person is still in danger. And certainly Abraham, that was 99 years old. Still, he ran out to take care of these three wayfarers. And the Torah goes to great length to explain in detail what he did for them. Rotzer Abokar, he ran to the cattle and he sent Yishmael here and he brought this and he brought that and so forth. And the Gemara in Masechta Bo Metzia, Perakasechas Apeilim Dar Pei Vov, goes to extreme length to explain in detail what the Torah is telling us, and states that what he prepared for these three wayfarers was kesudosei shoshlema melech beis malchusei, was like a suda, even better, greater than a suda of Shlema Melech of King Solomon during the time of his malchus, his empire. And we learn from this episode the sharoshim, the sources of the mitzvahs and the dinim of chesed, of achnosas orchim, of the mitzvah levaya, to escort someone. And the Gemara elaborates to tell us that these schuyas, what he did, were schuyas for Klal Yisrael forever. It was because of this, during the 40 years in the desert, they had mon, they had the be'er, they had the well, they had the Ananiya Kovet, and so forth. That's one great example that we see what a Gemel Chesed he was. Another example is the one we cited before about the Pardes and the Pundak. He was interested in both doing Chesed and in teaching Torah, so he made that large place of lodging in the orchard. Another example of his great Chesed, in this week's Parsha, we learn how when the five kings went to war against the four kings, and Lot was captured, his nephew, so Abraham placed himself in danger to save his nephew Lot. He went to war. Yeah. Another example in Parshas Vayera, when Hashem said that he's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham went to great effort to act as an advocate on behalf of these people because of his great chesed. And then this Harbotz's Torah, the teaching of Torah that he did, that itself is chesed. wanted to give to people and to everyone his Torah. So, secondly, we see that he excelled in the midas of Chesed. Thirdly, we see that he was an enormous gibor. He was a person of enormous strength, not necessarily physical strength, which is also true. He was a warrior. But what we mean strength and determination. For example, the Medrash tells us that once he understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of the world, he went and he broke the shlomim, the idols, in his father's shop. This is something which takes great determination and great strength. Then he went and he stood against all the people. Larech Lem Din, he challenged them. He challenged them to debate with him and to find out what the truth is. He stood up against Nimrod the king. Nimrod was an all-powerful king and wanted to kill him. He, in the case that we mentioned, that Hashem said that he's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, in Parshas Vayera, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Chof Gimel, it states, Vayigash Avraham, Vayemar, Af Tispe Tzadikim Rosho. Avraham came forward and asked Hashem, will you kill the innocent together with the guilty? Now the word Vayigash is a strong word. Rashi says, Motsino Vayigash Kishalim Milchoma. We find that's a word that's used by Milchoma. Then Rashi elaborates, but he says, Avraham was prepared for everything, and one thing he was prepared for war with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here Avraham is going to make war with Hashem. How is it that you can Hashefet Kol Ha'aretz Yoloyase Mishpot? How is it that you can destroy the innocent with the guilty also? Another example, when it came to save his nephew Lot, where we showed of his chesed, we see that he was a warrior also. To save his nephew Lot, he went to war against kingdoms. The same thing with the Akedah. When it came to sacrifice his own son, and the son which he had waited for, this took enormous strength, enormous determination against himself. And the Mishnah tells us in Masechta Ovis that of the Asor and Nishenis, or the Chazal tell us that the Asor and Nishenis, the 10 times he was tested, this was the greatest test. This took the most strength. Actually, much of this is summed up when the Chazal tell us in the Medrash that Abraham was called, that Abraham was referred to as Ivri. Why was he called Ivri? Because Hu be'ever echad v'chol ha'elam kula be'ever acher. He was on one side and the whole world was on another side. To appreciate the strength of Abraham, we have to go back to what the Rambam wrote. He said that there was no one in the world outside of 2 or 3 individuals scattered over the entire world that knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the king of the world, and his way, this way, was the Derech HaEmes, the right way. And Avraham, when he came to this realization, immediately stood up and challenged the world. So that summarizes what his enormous strength was, is Gevura. Now, what would be the link between these 3 points, these 3 areas which he excelled in? He said one was Talmud Torah, the spreading of Torah; 2, the Gemilas Chesed, the doing of Chesed, the goodness to the people; 3, this enormous strength. What we're speaking about here is that Abraham was the Metzias HaTov. He was the essence of pure goodness. And being the essence of pure goodness, he wanted this goodness not to stay by himself, but to be shared by everyone else. And his desire for this was so strong that he was willing to give his life for it. Let us explain. When it comes to Gemilas Chesed, the Manal explains all of the time that the great Maila of Chesed is the Teva Gomor. That's the ultimate in pure goodness. Therefore, and that's the ultimate of pure goodness in a person. That's the ultimate of pure goodness in the person. And therefore, he wants, it flows to others. He wants to give it to others. This means, many times you'll find someone, and they'll tell you they're a very good person. They're good to themselves. Well, that's not considered necessarily a good person. Sometimes you'll find a person who's very good to himself and he's very good to his family. He's good to his children. He's good to his wife. He's good to his grandchildren. But beyond that, no. Not to others. That's a little better than someone only being good to himself. But that is not the Teva Gomor. That's not pure goodness. Because if a person had pure goodness in himself, then there would be no gvul, there would be no limitation to his goodness. And this is Gemilas Chesed. Gemilas Chesed is when a person is reitze leheitiv lacherim, when he wants to do good for others, and it's not limited. That's why the Gemara says, what's the difference between Chesed and Stokah? Stokah is rachamim. Stokah is where you have compassion for someone. Those that there is compassion, you help. If there is no compassion, then you don't help. Stokah lanim. Stokah is for the poor. Stokah is not for the ashirim. Chesed, bein lanim, bein lashirim. To do goodness, Morris says, that you do for the poor and for the wealthy. A wealthy person also needs goodness. Stoker says, is the chayim. That's for the living, not for the dead. Chesed, bein lechayim, bein lemesim. There's no gvul, there's no limitation. So if you want to know if someone has pure goodness in him, the test is where does that flow to? If it flows only to himself, that's not goodness. If it flows to his immediate family, it's a little better. It's also not pure goodness. If it flows to an extended family, it's better, but also not. But when you see it flows in all directions without limitations, then you know that's the Tov. That's the Tov Agomor. This is what the Maral explains all of the time. And this is why the Midah of Chesed is such an enormous Chesed that we've given countless Shuriman, which we cannot go into length at this point. But this is why one who comes to this level is Mizdame to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He identifies with Hashem, because this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Chesed goes all over. There's no gvulim, there are no limitations to his chesed. And why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate in pure goodness, and therefore flows all over. And the Chazal tell us that this was the creation of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he didn't do it for his sake. He did it because he was a reitzel ha'hitiv zabrius. He wanted to bring goodness to others. That's why it states, "Amati elim chesed yibone." I will build a world which is a world of chesed. Abraham had this ultimate of pure goodness. Because of that, he wanted, and it had to go, it went all over. He did chesed with the idolaters. He thought the three angels were idolaters. He would say, anyone he would want to do good with. Now, we find the same thing when it comes to Talmud Torah, to the spreading of Torah. We gave a shiur not long ago, and Vishinantam Levanecha, that you shall teach Torah. But the Rambam brings that mitzvahs Talmud Torah is not to study Torah. He brings the mitzvahs essay of Talmud Torah is lilmai ulalamdo, to study and to teach it. If one merely studies Torah, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in its entirety, but rather he must study and teach that Torah. And this is for the same reason. Because Torah, with that also it is the ultimate goodness, cannot have any gvulim, cannot have limitations. If a person learns Torah but he keeps it to himself, then that's not the ultimate level of Torah. Torah has to flow to everyone. The Gemara brings, we brought then, the Gemara in Bo Metzion, Perak Aseches HaPeilim, Daf Peh Yomer Aleph, where the Gemara says that someone who teaches his own son, it's a great mitzvah, it's the mitzvah Vishinantam Levanecho. But someone who teaches ben chaverai, the son of another person, that's a far greater mitzvah. The Gemara says on him he'll be zeicher to yeshiva shel malo. He'll be zeicher to sit in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yeshiva in the next world. And the Maral explains, because when you teach Torah to your own son, it's a great mitzvah. But your own son is still like yourself. So you're spreading the Torah, but there's a limit to it. But when you teach Torah leben chaverai, to another person's son, then you're spreading Torah even further. You're not placing limitations on the Torah. And then you can go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yeshiva. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yeshiva? Because a Talmud always has to be able to identify with a Rebbe. And by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has no limitations on his Torah. He's Melamed Teira L'chol Yisrael. He teaches Torah to everyone. So he who learns, who teaches Torah, Afil Ben Chaverai, to others, in other words, it flows in all areas, oh, then he can be a Talmud by Hashem. So he's Zeicher Leishe B'Yeshiva Shel Malo. Then the Gemara goes further. The Gemara there says, if you melame Torah leben amo oretz, that's even greater. If you teach Torah to a son of an ignorant person, that's even greater. We would say leheprach, we would say to the contrary. We would say better teach Torah to the sons of the Rabbonim. No. If you teach Torah to a son of an ignorant person, that's even greater. And there the Gemara shows that he's even, in one aspect, kaviyochel, if we could say, the Gemara shows he's greater than Hashem. Brings a posuk that when Hashem is gezer, he can turn around. What is the explanation? So the Maral says, because that's the greatest Habotzes Torah. To teach to an ignorant man's son Torah, that's the greatest spreading of Torah. Because now you're bringing the light of Torah into the greatest darkness. And that's more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't able to bring Torah in that corner. And you did. So the Gemara says, you even have the keach that with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gezer makes a decree, you can turn it around. This is what the Gemara says. This is the explanation the Maral gives there in the Chidush HaGodos. Now, Therefore, Torah is called Tov. Ki lekach Tov nasati. It's the essence of goodness. And also it states, modern Seder brings, Torah tchilosi gemilas chasodim, mesefer gemilas chasodim. That the beginning of Torah is chesed, the end of Torah is chesed, brings the beginning of Torah is a maisa where Hashem made clothing for Adam and Chava. The end of the Sefer Torah is a case where Hashem went and buried Moshe. There's a medrash that actually brings that the Gemara just says on these two, there's a medrash that brings the middle of the Sefer Torah is also chesed. But to teach us that the Torah is chesed. So we see here the Tzad HaShoveh, the equation between Torah and chesed, that the Torah is a Torah's chesed. Because they are both the ultimate goodness, and they cannot have gvulim, they cannot have limitations, they must flow. And this was Avraham. Avraham was the epitome of the perfect Tov, the perfect goodness. And that word is used rarely. We find that Moshe was called Tov, Hashem is called Tov, his creation was called Tov. This was Avraham. But to the extent where it was limitless. Therefore, Avraham wasn't satisfied that he had goodness. He had a good life. He couldn't rest. Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he was recuperating from the Bris Milah, Kodesh Baruch Hu purposely made it into a very, very hot day, even though it was around Pesach time, the Bris Milah. There came Pesach, and Pesach, as the Gemara says, is a time when it's not hot, not cold. It's in between the seasons. It states Kechem Hayom, during the heat of the day, so it states that Hotzi Hashem es Hashemesh min Artiko, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought out the sun, an intense sun, because he didn't want people to travel that day, because he knew then they would disturb Avraham. And then he found out that Avraham is suffering. He's suffering because he couldn't do any chesed. So he had to bring the wayfarers. What do we see? That he had so much goodness in him that he had to give it to others. Otherwise he suffered. So he wasn't satisfied that he had goodness. But this one had to have it, that one had to have it. No, he wasn't satisfied with that either. The whole world needed it. He wasn't satisfied that he understood Torah. He should have learned Torah. And he should have taught it to Yitzchak and taught it to Yaakov. And we'll be a family that will know that there's a God in the world. No. He couldn't rest if the whole world didn't know Torah. He went to the whole world. And he was Mekabetz. He gathered thousands and tens of thousands of Rambamites. It says, HaNefesh is Yosef B'choron. We're speaking of tens of thousands of people. And all of this, the goodness was so strong in him that there were no two ways about it. He was prepared to go to war for it. He was prepared to give his life for it. He was prepared even to fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. Vayigash. He came forward, he charged HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, the righteous also you'll kill. He was prepared for war. He was prepared to challenge Hashem. He was prepared to challenge Nimrod. He was prepared to challenge the five kings. He was prepared to take on all comers. There were no limitations. Now we see a little of who Avraham was and what he was. With this, many things are explained. For example, Medrash Rabbah and the Pasuk Vayhi Or. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Breish Yisbor Elokim. So then he said, Vayim Elokim Yehi Or. Let there be light. The Medrash says, Zu Avraham, Shenikro Or. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant Avraham that's called light. Now what is meant by that? What is meant by that is simple. Because Bog who said, let there be a light, he meant the sun. But he meant that the sun should be the physical light of the world. But the world also needs a spiritual light, and that will be Avraham. But why Avraham? Why was this light Avraham? Why couldn't it be someone else? The answer is what is a light? A light is something which has no service whatsoever for itself. It serves only others. A light doesn't shine for itself. A light is what gives light to others. The Shemesh doesn't have any benefit from itself. It's there to give light to the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed a light for the world. He needed a physical light for the world. Actually, even on that was two planes. The first light he created for the world, he took away and he concealed it for the tzaddikim losid lovay because of the chait. So there was another light. This would be the light that would give light to the world. It would give us physical direction. But then he needed a spiritual direction also. Light that would direct the world. And Hashem saw when he created the world, it's not going to be Adam. It's not going to be his sons. It won't even be Shem. Excuse me. It won't be Shesh. It won't be Mesushelech. It will not be Chanoch. Certainly it won't be the Rishoyim, but even the few tzaddikim it won't be. They will not be a light that will give direction to the world. It will not be Noach. Even though Noach was each tzaddik, he was an enormously righteous person, the world was saved because of him, he's not going to be that light that gives light to the world. Shem, he had a righteous son, Shem, who also had a yeshiva. It won't be Shem. It won't be his son, Aver. Kadosh Baruch Hu looks through the generations and he said, the creation of light, that will be 20 generations later. That will be Avraham. He will be the light of the world and no one else. And the Midrash says that by Noach, Rashi brings part of it. It just brings one aspect of the Midrash. In Parshas Noach, last week's Parsha, it says in the first Pasuk, Esa Lekim Yisalach Noach. Esa Lekim Yisalach Noach means that Noach walked with Hashem. But then it should have said, Noach Holach Im Elokim. What does it mean, Esa Lekim Yisalach Noach? So it means as follows. Noach walked with Hashem, but Hashem walked with Noach. Hashem supported Noach. So Rashi brings that by Noach it says, Hashem walked with him. By Avraham it says, V'salachti lefonov, that Avraham walked. The Midrash says, Moshe l'mad evedeimer. What is this an example of? A king who has a torch and he lights up the way for his servant. That was Hashem with Noach. Hashem used the torch to light up the way for Noach. Abraham was the servant who had the torch to light up the way for the king. Noach was not a light for the world. The fact is, he needed a light for Hashem, from Hashem. Avraham was such a light that not only he didn't need a light, nobody gave him a light, but he even served as a light to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Not that Hashem had to come and lead him, but he brought Hashem into this world. If we could say so. And this is brought out later also in Parshas Chayei Sora. Abraham told Eliezer, he called Hashem. He said, go and get a shidduch for Yitzchok, and Hashem Elokei Ha'oretz V'Elokei Hashamayim will help you. So Rashi brings, but in another place he referred to Hashem. In another episode he refers to Hashem as Elokei Hashamayim. So Avraham said like this: before me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Elokei Hashamayim. He was the God of the heavens. After me, he is the God of the heavens and the earth. Avraham was able to say, I am the one who brought God in this world. For 20 generations before me, there was no God in this world. Kadosh Baruch Hu was far away. He was the God of the heavens. That was his sovereignty. After me, he's Elokei HaShamayim v'Elokei HaOretz. He's here. I brought him in. Who else could say that? I brought God into this world. And that's what the Medrash says. Noach, the king, had to hold the torch for Noach to lead him. Avraham held the torch for the king, so that the king could find his way in this world. And that's what's also mentioned at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha. Pasuk Yud Zayin Pasuk Chof Beis Vayal Elokim Me'al Avraham. After Hashem spoke to Avraham, it states that Hashem Vayal Elokim Me'al Avraham. The simple, if we translate that literally, it means that Hashem got on Avraham. What does it mean? He got on Avraham. So Rashi says, look, it means differently. But then he brings the Medrash. Lamanu shat sadikim yerkafte shel mokom. That Avraham, and this he gave unto his children, they were the chariots of Hashem. Hashem rides in this world on Avraham's shoulders. Now we understand how Avraham was different, not only from the rest of the world that did not know Hashem, but even from the individuals that knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he was not that strong where he could bring that light to others. Noach knew Hashem. He knew enough to save his family. But beyond that, it didn't go. Shem was a great man. He knew Torah. He had a yeshiva. But yechidim, the rare individuals, those that wanted to come and know the truth, okay. But nobody changed the world. They were not lights. The essence of a light is not for itself. It's where it gives light to others. That's the Vayi Or Zu Avraham. Avraham was an essence of light where the whole world lit up because of him. And there were no gvulim, there were no limitations, to the point where Avraham's teachings are in the world today, like the Rambam says. He laid the foundation for Yitzchok and taught it to Yitzchok, then to Yaakov, and then it was given to Klal Yisrael. Now we understand something else. Kodesh Baruch Hu in our Parsha, this Parsha, Perek Yud Zayin Posuk Hei, and Posuk Tes Vov, he comes to Avraham, and he says, no longer will your name be Avraham, but it will be Avraham. He adds a hey. And Sora, your name will not be Sorai, it will be Soro. What does this mean? So Rashi explains, now we can understand what it means. He says, till now you are Avram. You were a great man till now. But you were Av, you were the father of Aram Naraim. You were the father of your Medina. But he says, no, you're more than that. You're not the father of your Medina. Avraham, Av Hamon Goyim, a father of multitude of nations, Rashi says, Av Lechol Ha'olam. Avraham means you're the father of the entire world. Which he is. because without him there would be no world, and no one would know anything. He says Sorai. Sorai means till now. Sorai means a princess, a queen. Till now, you were a queen to Abraham. But he says, no, you're not a queen to Abraham. Sorah. Sorai means Sorai Li, Rashi says. No, you're Sorah Alakol. You're a queen to the whole world. And Av is the right word. Both an Av and king and queens. Because the father is the gracious, is the beginning that brings the world in. Finally, now we understand, if you look in Posuk Yud Ches, Perek Yud Ches, Posuk Yud Ches in Vayera, why did Hashem choose Abraham? From all of these great people. So Hashem says, Yodativ, Rashi says, explains, means, why have I given particular love to Abraham? Why have I brought him close from all other nations in the world? Yodativ leman asher yitzav esbonav esbeisei achro, because I know that he will command his generations after him, his children and his household, b'shomru derech Hashem, to guard my way. To fulfill stoko and mishpot, charity and justice. This is why I chose him. The others were good people. Shem was a tzaddik gomor. Neach was an enormous tzaddik. Meshuselech, Tzofos, Odom. They were good, enormous people. But it's going to end with them. With Abraham, it didn't end with him, it began with him. His impact, his enormous influence, his enormous leadership, his power was endless, where it would go forever. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw in him. He says, this is why I brought him, this is why I have chosen him. Because I know that he will his children will follow my ways to do charity, justice. So this, like we started with, that we'd like our son to be a poshut Jew, a simple Jew like Abraham. Abraham was a little more than that. And it's important for us to know this. Besides the fact that it's Torah, it's Sichin Lilimud, we have to learn this. It's important for us to know who we come from and what was the responsibility that Abraham assumed on his shoulders, which he gave to his children and household afterwards. This was the example of strength and determination, unstoppable. This was the example of Harbotz's Torah at its best. The spreading of Torah at its best. This was the example of Gemilas Chesed at its best. The spreading of Chesed, of kindliness and goodness, unlimited. This is the warrior that Abraham was. And this is the example of its enormous influence and leadership. We talk about leadership. This Abraham became the leader of the world. This is therefore when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Vayhi Or Zu Avraham, the sun will be the physical light of the world, Avraham will be the spiritual light of the world, and Eilu Tovlu Shemayim V'Oretz B'Borom, that these are the generations of heavens and earth in creation, Esis Avraham, the letters Avraham, Bishpil Avraham, Divro. So this tells us where we come from and who we must follow and emulate.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.